What a great effort for your team tonight here, and I apologize, it's pretty loud up here, but yeah. I'd say it was a great effort for your team tonight, and they just kind of looked like Millwood just kind of wore you guys down in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we got a little banged up here and there with a couple guys, you know, had some subs in, which played their tails off too. We played hard. I'm proud of the guys. You know, that's the most talented skill team I've seen in a while. You know, maybe all the way back to collegiate when we played them there in the playoffs and lost by a couple points. Just skill positions. Had a hard time tackling, you know, in open space. And pretty talented group. But our kids gave a great effort. And they had a lot of things going for us the first half and just couldn't hang on.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the defense really was tested all night here. And five turnovers tonight, you guys forced. Three picks for Colin McDaniel. And you got to love how your defense – force the pressure, first of all, on Turnbull, especially in that first half and early third quarter.
Well, we had
made Millwood adjust some things.
Kind of had to keep blitzing, just try to get pressure on them, then they kill us with two big screens. And, you know, when we got the backers blitzing, and just if we weren't blitzing, Lawson got some pressure on his own sometimes. But, you know, without that, we had to send somebody to. And, you know, we knew they had a screen. We've seen it on film. We were supposed to be spying on that, and just in the heat of the moment didn't quite get it done sometimes.
But, you know, Brady Welker gets the safety there. Special teams are pretty good other than really one play there, but he gets the safety after you guys pin him deep at the one. Offensively, it was a struggle at times. Just really the quickness for Millwood was a big factor all night.
Yeah, their defensive line quickness. They started a six-man front, but they went right back to their four pretty quick. But they were pretty quick up front. We struggled blocking down. You know, Adrian went down with the possible kneecap here or something with his kneecap. I think his knee is pretty stable, but he couldn't come back, and you know, so we had Braden Brunner running there. Now he's playing both ways, so you know, kind of wore down a little bit, but he played hard. I mean, it just, you know, they were very quick. I mean, that's the biggest thing I say about their quickness. And they big played us, kickoff return and a big pass down there, which was covered. Avery had him covered, just couldn't locate the ball to knock it down. You know, he's right in his lap, and really nice throwing in, great catch, and the other catch in the end zone was pretty impressive too.
Well, there's a lot you can learn from in this game, and it's not the end of the world. You can still control your own destiny, but I think there's a lot to take away and some things that to work on as you get ready for TMP next week.
Hopefully we get Adrian back. I don't know. We'll see what's up for sure with him. And, you know, Aaron got something on his leg. He's had kind of weird. He's had some swelling and bruising and didn't really know what he did, but it's the same leg. We got a little worse tonight, so we're going to have to get a little healthier in some areas.
Well, I know it's going to be a long bus ride back for you guys, and I'll let you get going here. But, Coach, great effort for your team. Played hard to the very end there. Just it was a tough night there. Too many big plays for them. And thanks again for the time, Coach.
Yep, thanks, Adam.